Here's a thought. I'll title The Multi-Exposure Image. As you probably know for some time now, I've been an advocate of the multi-image presentation, like seeing in sixes or trilogies. I think there's something magical when you can have more than one view to present to the viewer. Not the least of which reason is, when they know it's intended to be seen as a group of images together, as a unified whole, a project, if you will, they will work hard, mentally, to try to put them together. They will create connections in their mind's eye in the interstices between the images. And I think that's one of the most powerful things that we can do in terms of getting people involved in our images. Well, seeing in sixes and trilogies are wonderful. The photo essay, if you will, redefined as we've done in some of the Lenswork Community book projects. But a variation on that idea has just as much potential, and that is the multi-exposure image. I first became aware of this when I attended a weekend in which Oliver Galliani was presenting some of his new work. And he did what he called strips. And basically what he did is he took his camera, 35 millimeter, with film, out to do some street photography. And for some reason, he was most attracted to flower stalls. So he found a flower stall and made a whole bunch of pictures of the flower stall. Then he rewound the film all the way back into the canister again and ran it through a second time, exposing on top of his already exposed film. He had no control over how these images were going to blend and meld together. But that was part of the fun, as he explained it, not knowing exactly what he was going to get. And obviously, what he ended up with was what you and I would call, here in the digital age, layered images that have more than one image occupying the same space, sort of denying the laws of physics, but not the laws of visual physics, if you will. Well, we can do that so much more easily here in the digital age because most cameras have what is called a multi-exposure capture. And the difference with our capabilities compared to Oliver Galliani and his 35mm film is we can make the first exposure and then see a ghosted image of that first exposure when we go to make the second exposure and the third and the fourth and sometimes up to five. At least that's the limit on my camera. I can't do more than five exposures in one raw capture. But they are raw captures, and they are layered, and they are very interesting. Because they tend to be sort of chaotic representations, they're not all hits. It takes a lot of rejects to find some good ones that really make sense. But that's okay. That's no different than the rest of photography, I suppose. In particular, I've played around a little bit with putting the camera on the tripod so the camera doesn't move in between multiple exposures. As a matter of fact, all the static objects in the image just remain there, and they look like they would normally with a single exposure. But any people that are in the image will have a tendency to show up in more than one place. Or if someone was doing something like painting or calligraphy or something like that, you would see multiple exposures of their arms and hands. It seems to me like this has got all kinds of interesting potential. And I know there have been a few photographers who have done it. I've seen some, but not very many. And that kind of surprises me because it's a pretty cool feature in today's digital cameras. And it produces what I think is an aesthetic with lots of potential, but not very many people seem to be doing it. They're more attracted to ICM, in-camera movement, and making blurry lines that way, rather than having the subject make the blurs and the multiple exposures and layers. Multiple exposure in the camera doesn't seem to be particularly popular. And I'm wondering why.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.